are listening to the Sunday Class Dance 28, first broadcast on Radio GH, the nation's station, on Sunday the 5th of September 2021. Hello everyone and welcome to this dance, which I hope you will all enjoy. Our opening jig today is from Ribble Valley, and it's by way of a thank you to Sarah, Jill, Joan and Judy for inviting me to join their Cayley evenings, and to all there who made me so welcome. A Fullwood favourite was devised in 2008 by Lavinia Morris, who, with her husband Ken, I understand, began dancing with Sarah Horn at her evening class and eventually went on to be leading lights in the creation of the Ribble Valley branch. The dance does not have its own recording, though Nicol McLaren and the Glen Craig Band did record a CD for some of the dances in the Ribble Valley book. So I have borrowed a track from Nicol's recording for RSCDS Book 20, Miss Bennett's Jig, which I find swings along well. A quick recap of the dance, which is for three couples in a four-couple set. Ones, curly cast to second place, and then going to their right, i.e. lady up, man down, dance half figures of eight. Right shoulder reels of three on opposite sides, then going to the opposite end from before, still to their right, dance half figures of eight to get back to own sides, followed by right hand across, going to right again. The last eight bars, all three couples circle round and back. So remember, it's all right. Cast, half figure of eight, reel on side, half figure of eight, one teapot, circle. Take it away, Nicol.
Thank you.
The Glen Craig Band played Miss Betty Hunter by Charles Duff, Mr. and Mrs. McRogerson by Ian MacPhail, The Jimmy Harris Jig by Angus Fitchett, and Mrs. Grace Bowie by Adam Rennie, for us to dance a Fulwood favourite. Now I admit to choosing this next dance for the music. The Tallahassee Reel is 4x48 by Suzanne Lajoie and published in the Nova Scotia branch book Spark of Water. The Tallahassee was a Confederate ship which came into Halifax Harbour for repairs during the Civil War, when Canada was officially neutral under British control, and snuck out through the Eastern Passage with the help of an Eastern Passage pilot, Jock Fleming, thus evading the Union ships waiting at the mouth of the harbour. The event is still commemorated in Halifax, though there is much discussion now on the obvious connections with slavery and racism, so the name Tallahassee could be removed from schools, festivals, etc. In the dance, ones dance a solo for 8 bars, weaving their way to the bottom and back to place. Then ones with 2s and 3s with 4s dance reels of 4 across. Then ones in promenade hole dance a reel of 3 across with the 2s, poussette with the 3s, and a reel of 3 across with the 4s to finish at the bottom, all circle and back. Keith Smith and Muriel Johnston recorded the CD to accompany the Spark of Water book. Thank you. first three tunes for the Tallahassee Reel were by Muriel Johnston, Au Revoir Marie Solange, Alistair Ross and Gerbil Cheeks. And the last tune was the Jam Reel by Keith Smith.
Are you looking for a new CD to listen to? Are you a keen dancer and looking for a new dance? Or perhaps a whole book of new dances? Then look no further. Amanda Peart runs the Sunday Class website and has a large range of stock for you to browse, featuring CDs from many well-known bands like Jim Lindsay, Marian Anderson, The Glen Craig and many more. She also stocks books of dances from the UK, North America, Australasia and Europe, as well as some CDs you might just want to sit and listen to from artists like singer Alex Hodgson and instrumentalist Heather Cameron. All CDs and books can be paid for securely via PayPal using a debit or credit card. Or you can contact Amanda by email with a special order. And why not take advantage of the free shipping on offer just now too? What are you waiting for? Get yourself online to thesundayclass.org.uk. That's thesundayclass.org.uk.
Our first Strass Bay also comes with a dedication. For Marion Oram, Vida and Hamish Brown, and anyone else from Corby Club who may be listening. From Octatire to Amelry by Anna Campbell Holden is one of the dances which I always associate with Marion Oram and Corby Class, as that was where I first danced it. Again, there is no recording for the dance, nor one which includes the published tune for the dance, Anna Campbell Holden, by Muriel Johnston. But as far as I can remember, Marion used the Silver Star from Rob Gordon's Complete Caledonian Ball. And that's fine by me. Rob Gordon playing the Silver Star and Brian and Eleanor Rutherford, both by Nicholas Gierer, for a 3x32 bar Strathspey. Our next jig is The Festival Man by Sheila Trafford, dedicated to John Cass for his very long involvement with the Newcastle Festival. The dance was published by the RSCDS in Book 48, and Susan McFadgen and her band recorded the CD. This is the one you may remember which was slowed down after Susan left the studio. So for this particular track, I have altered the tempo by 5%, cutting the complete time down from 4 minutes 56 seconds to a much better 4:39 seconds, which is a very standard 8x32 bar jig time. That was Susan McFadgin and her band playing the Festival Man, with the first tune being John Cassie's Jig by Marian Anderson, and then three tunes by Ian T. Muir: Jig for Annie, Semple's Day in Villamora, and Jane Kerr's Jig. Our next dance is a five-couple reel, also in my mind connected with Marian Oram and Corby, but from the Inverness Diamond Jubilee collection of 2009. Isla Henderson was in touch recently with an order from my shop, which reminded me of this dance, which I have included before on Programme 11 on the 9th of May, but good dances are always worth promoting. The book and CD by Colin Dewar and his band contain 15 dances, and the River Ness is the last one. Colin composed the name tune, then we will hear Isaac Cooper's Miss Forbes' Farewell to Banff, The Cockle Gatherer, and then two by Andrew Rankin, Ian McKenzie's reel and Kathleen's reel. Colin Dewar and his band from the Inverness Diamond Jubilee collection with the five-couple reel The River Ness. 8x32 Strass Bay time, and this week we will have the RSCDS Book 46 dance The Bonnie Tree by Romaine Butterfield from New Zealand. The dance contains half two-hand turn and twirl movement, so gets called the Meerkat dance, as ladies anticipating these turns have their hands already raised, palms down, awaiting their man to present palms up. The dance is dedicated to the memory of Catriona Budge, a dancer in Wellington and a staunch environmentalist. At Catriona's funeral, it was suggested that those present should each plant a tree in her memory. This is Romaine's tree. There was nae sic a bonnie tree in all the countryside. From O Rowan Tree by Caroline Oliphant, Lady Nairn. 46 includes a high number of popular dances, probably the best known being Scott Meikle, and the CD was recorded by Kenny Thompson and the Wardlaw Band. Our next dance is a three-couple jig, but as that means it's over pretty quickly and then usually repeated, the recording is six times through. Joe Foster's jig was devised by Dick Noden in 1972, published in the Leicester Crystal Collection in 1993, and included on the accompanying CD by George Meikle and the Lothian Band. They play three Lindsay Ross tunes, the original, Clay Bray's, and Miss Catriona Henderson. And a quick recap is, two start by dancing eight bars of Petronella to be on opposite sides. Right shoulder reels of three on the sides, finishing with twos crossing back to their own sides. Ones lead down and back with threes dancing up behind them as twos step down. Ones and threes Allemande to finish 3-1-2. So that is Petronella, reels, down and back, and an Allemande. Joe Foster's jig. George Meikle and the Lothian Band on the Leicester Crystal Collection from 1993. Now the challenge of the day. 40 and counting will always be a challenge, but so satisfying to complete it. It was written for York and North Humberside's 40th anniversary and given its first public airing at the Joint Yorkshire Ball in Tadcaster in November 2015. I was there. We were shown the dance by a scratch demonstration team, some of whom had only been hired an hour before, and then walked it in our sets by Malcolm himself. And then that was it. Baptism of fire. I'm pleased to say the set I was in more or less managed it, enough to be still dancing by the end anyway. And I was so pleased when it was then adopted by the RSCDS for Book 52, with Jim Lindsay's wonderful music, as otherwise it could well have been forgotten by most except Yorkshire. Why is it challenging? Because it includes not one but two chaperone chain progressions, and crucially, these are on the diagonal, so unlike the norm. I would suggest ensuring that dancers really understand what a chain progression is, that couples are progressing. Introducing the extra third couple to the formation gives us the chaperones, who end up back where they started. Once that is really grasped, then putting it onto the diagonal doesn't alter things too much, except it is no longer couples but individual dancers and corner positions. The dance has been written with an 8-bar breather between the two chains, and then the dance finishes with two half-diagonal reels to get corners back to where they should be, and ones in second place to attempt it all over again. You need stamina, concentration, perseverance, but it really is worth it. Lindsay played The Earl of Seafield's Reel by Donald Grant, followed by three Muriel Johnston tunes, One for All, Two for One, and The Berwick Braveheart, for Malcolm Brown's dance, 40 and Counting, originally from the book of the same name, to celebrate York and North Humberside's 40th anniversary. We will be finishing today with a Robertson connection. The Last Strass Bay is the well-known Robertson Rant, devised in 1949 by Mrs. Douglas Winchester, who was a.k.a. Maidie Logie Robertson. The dance was adopted by the RSCDS in Book 39. Not surprisingly, there are at least 18 recordings, and of the LPs, Come Scottish Country Dancing with Robert Whitehead, Volume 2, is one of the earliest. Robert plays Struan Robertson's Rant and The Four Stringer by Angus Fitchett. Robert Whitehead and the Robertson Rant to Ian Stuart Robertson, the dance devised by Barbara de Winton of Bristol and published by the RSCDS in Book 42 to celebrate the 70th Summer School. Marian Anderson and her band recorded the CD, and I don't think either she or the dance need any further introduction. mention here for Marion's mum, Grace, and I hope that Marion and Max had a good time on Mull. So looking forward to seeing you and Izzy and Alex in 2 weeks' time. Our play-out track today will complete the Robertson hat-trick, with some marches from the Double Take CD. Aylesbury Fiddle Rally Anniversary March by Ian B. Robertson and Pop the Question by Rob Alderton, played by the two of them. Thank you very much for tuning in to Derek and Ewan and all at Radio GH, and I hope to catch up with you all again next week. Bye!